Start.
Okay, ready to start, everyone?
Okay, if everyone wants to get their seats, I'm going to get started. So I'm here to talk about a project in our group at Illinois called HPVM, Heterogeneous Parallel Virtual Machine. This is essentially meant to be a parallel compiler infrastructure that's built on top of LLVM. And the goal here is to try and get both performance and portability for code applications running on heterogeneous parallel systems. First, I should say, by the way, that I have not written almost any of the code in this project. This was done all by my PhD students. Unfortunately, the lead students could not be here. One of them has just applied for a green card, and so he can't leave the country, and the other one has some health issues, so she couldn't leave either. So I am holding the fort on their behalf. But Maria Kotsifaku and Hashim Sharif are the two main leads on this, Prakalp Srivastava, Adalajay, and the others listed here. And we also have two other faculty members, Sarita Advay and Sasha Misailovich, involved in this work. So I don't think I have to tell you that heterogeneous SoCs are pretty ubiquitous. And moreover, it's not just that they're ubiquitous right now, but very important applications and increasingly important applications are going to be possible only because of these kinds of SoCs, because you really need dramatic performance improvements and energy efficiency to be able to make these kinds of applications possible. And in order to make those possible, you need SoCs that can be programmed as easily as possible. And in fact, the previous talk gave some good motivation for why you need both the performance efficiency, energy efficiency, and also the programmability. And these are some example domains of these kinds of problems. We are actually working with an autonomous car application that I'll say a couple of words about, and we're starting to work with a mobile robot for agriculture that's being developed at Illinois also as example edge applications. But in a project led by IBM, we are using a model application of an autonomous